You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Come to feel what you need when what you really want inside. You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything that on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity. Everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future, we all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Maafa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Maafa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement: Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi, Hotep family. Hope everything is well with you today. Hope we're going to have a great weekend. Hoping you'll get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping, too, that the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. But, of course, if it is not, and it has to get done, it must get done, it will get done because you'll make sure that it does. You're listening to African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcasts. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Also, too, you can use a shortcut, any search engine that you may have, Firefox, Google, whatever. Put in the search, babaoshi.net, babaoshi.net. And once again, there'll be programs that are dated and titled. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening. Once again, this program every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And all times are going to give our Eastern times. We have no programming, family, until Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday. The Mississippi on the Move, the Black Liberation Movement with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. That's on Thursdays from 7 to 8. Today, Friday at 8 p.m., Time for an Awakening. Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Saturday from 7 to 9, the Sankofa Elders Council with Dr. Janine. Sunday at 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. 9832. Yep. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses. WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. Brother Bamani Tayemba, he is still in Liberia and Morocco. His trip, March 29th to April 9th. When he returns, I'll contact him and have him on the program. He can talk about what he experienced in Liberia and Morocco and what upcoming trips he has. The next trip scheduled is July 11th to July 23rd, 2024, and that's Ghana. And then November 21st to December 2nd, Kemet, December 24th to January 4th, 2025, Azania, April 3rd to April 13th, Senegal and Gambia. This is something he has to correct when he gets back. The dates that are for Liberia and Morocco are the same, roughly the same dates for Senegal and Gambia, which is Morocco and Liberia, April 4th, April 15th. So it's an issue there, no doubt. And then May 24th to June 5th, 2025, Ghana. November 21st to December 1st, Brazil. Those are the trips
for Africa, for the Africans. Brothers and sisters, if you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. youtube.com/Bomani2007. Habashah. HabashahIncorporated.org. Habashah stands for Helping Africa. Helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. And the great work that the brothers and sisters with Habashah have done and continue to do with Habashah Works Program. Black to Our Roots. Sustainable Seeds. Golden Growers and Urban Green Jobs. HabashahIncorporated.org. Go online, please, and look at the great work. And of course, the Kashi Project in Ghana. That was completed a few years ago. Yep. All right. LEDGE, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. The LEDGE Group. Yep. The LEDGE Group. And, of course, they deal in the areas of human necessity, human essentiality, and that is food, water, clothing, and shelter. They have 12 projects on the continent in 6 different countries and 170 employed and over 260 members. Brothers and sisters, become a member of the LEDGE Group. And of course, I've mentioned many times that if you are a member, you have the opportunity to buy land in Africa, in Tanzania, maybe that land for $250 an acre. Get 4 acres, man. It's a good amount of land that you can do so much with. And of course, in Tanzania, you might overlook the Serengeti. Or it might overlook, you know, Kilimanjaro. A lot of scenic. Okay. Yeah. The Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan, is in Kenya. Can't wait till he gets back so we can talk with him. But of course, in the meantime, just go to his website, theministerofwellness.com. And of course, you can buy the products for, you know, healing. And you can see some of the products that he has there and some of the other information that he provides. So check out theministerofwellness.com, theministerofwellness.com. Smy Pharmacy, Brother Jabril and his lovely wife and all those that work with him, he has increased his stock, a lot of essential stuff that he has, essential oils and products that he has now, you know. Yeah, man. Brother Jabril, I tell you. So give him a call at 770-765-7751. That's 770-765-7751. Or contact him by email, Smy Pharmacy, SmiFarmacy @gmail.com. Smy Pharmacy. Moses West, the Moses West Foundation. Access to water is fundamental to life and prosperity. Serving as a cornerstone for public health, economic development, and the sustainability of our global ecosystem. That's what the UNESCO, UNICEF has said about Brother Moses West and the Moses West Foundation. Brothers and sisters, go to the website, MosesWestFoundation.org. And donate. Donate one time. Donate consistently. Whatever the case may be. Okay? He builds these machines and he provides. You know, I'm not saying this is the solution. This is a solution to the water crises that this world will continue to face. And my concern, of course, is Africa. You know? Because everybody's going to have the problems. But my concern is Africa. And boy, if I had the ability to purchase, you know, here with Moses West holding up a sign, free water. Because water is free. Safe water access, our programs, our focus on schools, children, rural communities across the United States and abroad. Sanitation and hygiene. Join us in together we can abolish global water poverty one community at a time. Exceeds EPA and World Health Organization water quality, helping impoverished communities gain access to clean, safe drinking water and hygiene education. Reduce carbon footprint by generating large volumes of water from the air where it is needed. We cut transport emissions, advancing our mission for a greener planet. I'm telling you, man. Coaches, he has an, it's, the website is new. I'm just checking it out myself. You know, he has 9 missions, 4 countries, 64 million gallons produced for charity. 64 million gallons. There's a little boy there putting water in a bottle. Yeah, man. Moses West. We are a nonprofit organization focused on alleviating the global water crisis by bringing clean water access and water health and hygiene education programs to the world's most impoverished communities. That's his mission. That's his mission, family. Clean water improves health. Clean water boosts learning capacities. $1 for water security equals $4.30 growth. It multiplies. So 26% of the population lack basic access to clean and safe drinking water. We're on a mission to change that. That's from the World Health Organization, United Nations Water Development Project. 2 billion people, a quarter of the population. Yeah. So it's a new website. I'm checking it out myself as I go along here and all the partners that he has. So brothers and sisters, check out MosesWestFoundation.org. Okay, family. Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar, located in the West End here in Atlanta on Ralph David Abernathy. I live on Cascade, and Ralph David Abernathy has it moves to the west, it makes a right turn right there. And in Cascade, the street that I live on begins. So Abernathy makes a right turn and it goes towards MLK. It goes towards MLK by the expressway. And so Ralph David Abernathy Boulevard, as you go east, has the Shrine of the Black Madonna, Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, the West End Mall, Afrocentrics, all kind of good stuff. And brothers and sisters, is slated for gentrification. Just keeping it real, you know. But hey, my contention is let us continue to be there, to physically be there in support, you know. Yeah. Soap Edge is across the street from Wadada's. All kind of good stuff, brothers. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall, Mama Nia. She has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, gift certificates, T-shirts, figurines, and so much more. She's right on the main quarter now of the mall, of the Greenbrier Mall. Large enough bookstore, but she has access to right across the hall from her. And down the steps is an area that she uses for book reviews and book signings and presentations. And I've done one, will continue to do one, because it is important that we support the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. That's 404-346-3263. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The other bookstore we support is the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar, located in Lithonia. That is east of here, right off of I-20. You take I-20 going east, going towards Augusta, and you take exit 74. Once you take exit 74, you make a right onto Main Street, going into Lithonia about a mile. A little over a mile, and on the left will be the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar, where my good brother Gazimde Ajamu has it He has got it going on, man. He's got books. He's got the red, black, and green shoes. He's got figurines, T-shirts, all kind of good stuff. A delicious coffee and things to, you know, that you can have with it. Oh, man, that's right. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar in Lithonia. Give them a call at 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. Brothers and sisters, there is light in the Black Dot. Go back into your car. Go back the other way. Head it back towards I-20. And once again, take I-20 East. Make a left. And the next exit is exit 75. Turner Hill Road. Take the exit. Make a right. And three lights make another right. And on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. That's right. The new Black Wall Street Market. Us lifting us. Us lifting us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa. They have their Thursday night broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/ULU, Us Lifting Us. Or you can give a call to listen to the program every Thursday from 9 to 10. Their program is from 9 to 10 on Thursdays. And you can call at 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop located in Macon, Georgia. Man, I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you are in Macon, Georgia, he's not open on Mondays, but from Tuesday through Sunday at 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Brother Abijah Changa. And he's located 2910 Napier Avenue in Macon. The phone number to call is 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. I mean, he has furniture, he has clothing, he has jewelry, holistic health products, beauty products, oils, incense, CD, DVDs, literature, you name it. Brother Abijah has got it going on. All right. Sun God Essentia, one-stop natural shop located 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia, inside the International Discount Mall, booth 225. Brothers and sisters, give my good sister Shelly Amundset a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun Goddess Scents, your one-stop natural shop. Brothers and sisters, I can't say enough about the support that Sister Gabby needs. Gabriella Aurelio in Haiti, in the island of Haiti. Go to the website, Sonjay, Sonjay-Haiti, AYITI.org, and you can see for yourself what great work this sister is doing. You can see for yourself, Sonjay-Haiti. So, Akabin Institute, and that, of course, is Baba Baruti and Mama Yah. And, of course, they deserve our support consistently. If you want to support Akabin Institute, go to PayPal. And then when you go to PayPal, put in Yah Baruti at yahoo.com. Yah, Y-A-A, Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I, at yahoo.com. If you want to use Cash App, $ Yah, Y-A-A, the letter M, and then Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I. And you can make your donations that way. If you want to buy some of the books that Baba Baruti produces, and he is prolific. He's a prolific writer. At AkabinHouse.com. AkabinHouse.com. Baba Baruti. Yeah. So, I need some batteries in my lights so I can't give myself no lights. It's too dim. I'll just do the best I can and read from the Inyasasim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. I'm going to read April 4th, and then, of course, talk about April 4th because that was the day that MLK was assassinated in 1968. Yeah, April 4th. The person who was not sure of himself should not down his weapons. The person who is not sure of himself should put down his weapons. Thomas Sankara. Thomas Sankara, who was assassinated by the CIA. Burkina Faso. Thomas Sankara. Let's be real. If you're so weak that the constructive critique you receive from someone actually who is doing the work, or their failure to continuously give you all their attention, turn you away from the warrior's path, then you had no heartfelt attention to selfishly, uncompromisingly, valiantly stand as a self and ancestrally empowered example of what it means to be a frontline African anyway. Often, in our efforts to evaluate everyone, we forget that it is in the nature of punks to be what they is, punks. Affirm, I carry my weapons with confidence of my person and my mission. Warriors, affirm, I carry my weapons confident of my person and mission. April 5th, revolution is war, not romance, and war is an art. Not a slow dance, but a skill which requires techniques, blueprints, and plans. Not some bullshit debate whether under or overstand. Wise intelligence. Not to say that it serves no purpose, but the ability to effectively argue against someone is not, in and of itself, evidence of warriorhood. In fact, it can be the exact opposite, a mastery at critiquing those who are trying their very best to accomplish their assigned nation-building work with whatever knowledge and resources they have at their disposal, while actually doing little to nothing for the community yourself, proves just the opposite. As Edgewood Democrat remind us, for some of us, arguing is a sport. Know that to debate with unequals, those who, out of ignorance or willful treason, defend our enemies against us, is to validate their argument. Besides, arguing with fools is not the mark of a master. A master would never debate with a neophyte. Masters know that neophytes do not yet know that the only way for them to learn is to quietly study those who do. Affirm, nothing any rugal or menticidal minion says will cause me to lose my African balance and way by engaging in meaningless, destructive argumentation that takes me away from my work as a warrior. I am not on the front line to play with grown children. Affirm, nothing any Urugu or menticidal minion says will cause me to lose my African balance and way by engaging in meaningless, destructive argumentation that takes me away from my work as a warrior. I am not on the front line to play with children. Ashe. April 6th. We live surrounded by Caucasian images, by white images, and white in this world is synonymous with good, light, beauty, success. So that despite ourselves sometimes, we run after that whiteness and deny our darkness, which has been made into the symbol of all that is evil or inferior. Paulie Marshall. Urugu's greatest fear is that we will remember and no longer want to be them. And this fear is indeed enormous. The Negro also has fears. However, while their fears of Urugu are immeasurable, a fear deeply hidden in their aggression against their own, the Negro's fears of warriors are monstrous. They are so great because they know that we can sense their betrayal. Anyone that shows a semblance of consciousness, anything that does not validate or glorify Urugu is, in their self-hating eyes, something to be abhorred and obliterated. This is why Negroes look at warriors with fear and contempt. They can sense their ability to move from within the power and righteous rage against enemies. Likewise, Negroes are very much afraid of what will be done to them if they dare leave the dungeon Urugu has created within them and act on a choice to no longer be their slaves. Therefore, Uruguites, Uruguites can have no respect for or even be neutral about anyone or anything that does not love Urugu. Urugu is their only identity, their only point of reference. And this reference point is psychopathically superiority seeking and deathly afraid of being revealed in a world that verifies their inferiority simply by the sight of their regressive minority appearance. Affirm, I surround myself with beauty of blackness. Affirm, I surround myself with the beauty of blackness, of Africanness. He's Shaka Musa Bereshango. He's got the quote next week. Oh, I love it. That's right. The Inye Sesem, the Enya Sesem of daily revolutionary thought. Yeah. Big games on tonight, family. The Final Four this weekend. The Final Four. For the women tonight, the first game is South Carolina. The number one team in the nation, South Carolina. My sister, my girl.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
Dawn Staley. Love Dawn Staley. And so they're going to play NC State, North Carolina State. And then the second game is the big matchup, Iowa, UConn, Iowa, Caitlin Clark, UConn, Paige Beckers. They came in together 4 years ago. And, of course, unfortunately, and Paige Beckers came in hard. Well, she had a better team. She had players that were noted, you know. And Iowa didn't have, you know, why Caitlin Clark went to Iowa. Hey, I don't know. Go where you go. Maybe the offer was really good for her. But it worked out tremendously for her because she, in fact, the thinking and the saying is, if she, Caitlin Clark, continues to play the way she played against LSU, all the way to the championship and wins the championship, she will be the GOAT. And you hear this GOAT shit all the time. Greatest of all time. You know? So we'll see. My hope and prayer is South Carolina wins the whole thing and stays undefeated. They stay they're undefeated. South Carolina, my girl Dawn Staley. So that's tonight. First game, once again, is South Carolina against NC State, followed by UConn, Iowa. Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers, both dynamic players. Tomorrow, Saturday, the Final Four. And you have Final Four for the men, I'm drawing a blank right now, of the men's side of the bracket, who plays first? UConn, that's right, UConn has men and women into the Final Four, and they've done that before, and they won the championship, UConn. And UConn plays North Carolina State. North Carolina State with the big boys, so they have two in. women and men in the Final Four. You know. And then what we got after the men's side of the bracket is not as compelling and so forth as the women because of Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers, but and of course the women's championship game is Sunday and the men's championship game is Monday. Yeah. Just, who's that other side of the bracket? But you know, one thing is constantly on my mind, and that is March Madness is the stirring reminder of what America was built on. That's right. It's the stirring reminder of what America is built on. And that is making tons of money off the labor of unpaid black people. They're going to make billions this weekend. Billions. Everybody's going to get paid except, okay, yeah, we talk about the name, image, and likeness. Oh, yeah, so the first game, is NC State Purdue. NC State Purdue tomorrow, followed by Alabama UConn. Alabama UConn. NC State has played in the championship game. They played against Marquette. No, they played against Marquette and won the national championship. They beat UCLA in the final, the beginning of the Final Four, which was a historic game. And David Thompson on Sports Illustrated, just rising above Bill Walton. Love it. Rising above UCLA, which was so dominant when I was coming up. They won like eight straight. That's ridiculous. Well, with Kareem and then Walton and Patterson and Sidney Wicks and Curtis Rowe, man. And then the next game is Alabama, UConn, and UConn once again has been, and UConn is the strongest team in the field. So they like to see Purdue with Big Zach Edey, against UConn. That might be the deal. We'll see. Hope somebody gets upset. Yeah. March Madness, a stirring reminder of what America was founded on, making tons of money off the unpaid labor of our people. I will always say that every year around this time, and I'll say it again on Monday for the last time, because hopefully that will put into your mind and you make this discussion with others about March Madness. And once again, I talk about name, image, and likeness. The problem I have is individualistic. It does not deal with all the other men and women who play NCAA basketball, football. And it's basketball and football because basketball and football funds all of that. Stadiums, new facilities, all of that. Because of the amount of money involved in those two. You've seen it with the championship game of Michigan against the University of Washington. And they have a Final Four too, you know. And more teams will be involved in that in the coming years. More money, more money, more money. I would hope, I wish I had the ability, because I had talked about a way that it could be done back when I was on the fire department. Anyway, yeah. Yeah. What's in the news? What's going on, family? What's in the news? That's what the topic is today. If you have something that you wanted to discuss, you you know? And I'd love to see it. Brother Ralph sent this. Earthquake hits us this morning. Time to rid this planet of all the wicked. I heard that. Breaking news. A 4.8 magnitude earthquake hit Hunterdon County, New Jersey, on Friday morning. Wow. In New Jersey. I know all of us think the earthquake, because of the San Andreas fault and the possible, you know, like my good friend and brother Irv, he's out there in California, and I know he knows about the San Andreas fault. In fact, they made a movie out of it with The Rock, you know. And, yeah, it the San Andreas fault goes from the Baja, which is, I don't know if that's part of, it's from a map perspective, it's part of Mexico. It's that little tail of peninsula of land, the Baja Peninsula, you know. And so, but it goes from there all the way up the coast, all the way past into Canada. And the thinking was it, the earthquake and the tectonic plates would shift and all of that land would fall off into the Pacific. And then you'd be able to buy, you'd be able to buy beachfront property in Nevada or Arizona, whatever. Yeah. Okay, so Ralph said it's the feelings of this earthquake. You know, can feel it in Philly, Delaware, to New York. So all across the East Coast, earthquake. Shaking felt throughout the Northeast, including the Philadelphia area. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, brother Ralph. Earthquake hits this morning. Wow. You know, I tell you, it's interesting what could happen, what does happen, especially because of the weather and what you see as the people who mess the weather up, you know, because climate change is a result of greed. That's what climate change is a result of. If 40, 30, 40, even longer years ago, scientists said, hey, if we keep releasing these greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, we could cause some climatic changes in the weather. But see, those gases, a lot of them was greenhouse gases, with oil that they make gas, and methane coming from the ass of cows. All of these things were known. And I tell this all the time. I'm sitting at the firehouse table reading the newspaper. And that article was a big article. I read the whole thing, never forget it, about ignoring these warnings, what could happen. Not only were the warnings ignored, they were suppressed and they were constantly doing what they shouldn't have done. In fact, the oil and gas industry bought out solar and wind to regulate it because they wanted to make sure that we could produce oil constantly, and they're still trying to do it now. More oil has been pumped in the United States. They don't give a damn about the environment and the future. They don't give a damn. It's about right now. Man. An earthquake happening in the east. I don't remember hearing about too many earthquakes that happened in the east, on the east coast. And that's because, of course, we know about the west coast. We see what happens there. Yeah. And that earthquake that happened in Taipei, well, I don't know if it was Taipei, but in Taiwan, you see what happened there, man. I'm quite sure they'll be counting the number of deceased and the destruction for some time. Because some of those buildings look like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. A lot of them. You know, that's the thing about, you can, to me, what always should be done is finding ways to work with nature. To work with nature. Nature and humans are one. But, of course, there are some who want to suppress it and control it. And when they talked about what's going to happen, and of course they called it climate change and global warming. Well, those things did happen. The planet, yes, has warmed. The records indicate that. But it's also weather extremes. Extreme cold. Extreme hot. Extreme. Lasting longer. And because of change, you know, some of the areas of the world, animals of the world, polar bears particularly, you know, because the climate change, it's warmer. And polar bears depend on it freezing. That's how they hunt, getting seals and so forth. Man. Well, I mean, there are some things that went extinct, and hey, some of us may argue, I'm glad that shit is gone, you know. But the things that could go extinct that could really affect and created such an imbalance in nature and have a deleterious, deleterious effect on human life. Let me get a couple of people in here. You know, there's a number of you in queue. Not too many, but you know what to do. Hit star twice. Hit star twice and get on in. I'm going to mention some other things that are in the news. That's what I'm talking about in the news. Brother Irv, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, Baba Oshie. Thank you for taking my call. You know I'm listening.
I appreciate
but
it, man.
I actually pulled up the San Andreas Fault when you said that, because I live out here now where the fault is. But you're absolutely correct, Baba Oji. Greed and I don't know what you call it when Irugu wants to control everything, even not only you and me. They want to control the weather.
Right.
They want to control, life. You know, they want to give life and take life. And I think it's that God complex that Irugu has.
Yes.
And we have, I think, not for anybody but myself, and this is just my opinion, we don't believe that, we act as if we don't see it sometimes, because Irugu tends to try to blend, he blurs the lines. He blurs it and makes it seem like normal is whatever Irugu says is normal. But for me, because I have a conscious mind, at least because I have a conscious mind in training, let's put it like that, I don't listen to Irugu as God or as written in stone, Because when you listen to Dr. Henry Clark tells you that researchers see where they got it from. They didn't just, they're just not the most intelligent people in the world. I came up with all these things myself. Even the book that they give you says there's nothing new under the sun. And I believe right. that. Because when I listen to Dr. Henry Clark, he says, no, when they got to Africa, they didn't even have a religion when they got that, when they got there. They didn't have a religion. When they left, they had one. Well, how did you, well, who gave it to them? So it had to be the Africans. They had to be doing something. And you know, every civilization still have a rise and a fall. And I believe this civilization, a lot of people keep saying, oh, these are the last days and we going down to the River Jordan. And okay, if these are the last days, then there is a rise and a fall of every civilization. They may last for thousands or hundreds of thousands of years, but they fall eventually. And this civilization is imploding in on itself.
Yes, it is.
With the killing there, and now we have this instant TV. We can see what's going on.
Yeah.
And you know, I couldn't. You know, back in when slavery happened, you couldn't see the ancestors being slaughtered and killed. You didn't instantly see the lynchings and the murder. And even with other cultures, you didn't see Auschwitz. You didn't see those people
right.
being killed. But now, I can turn on the TV and see Gazan children being starved to death.
Mm.
See, I can see food being weaponized. But I also can see a president over here being punked by a prime minister in Israel telling him, oh, we're sorry, it won't happen again. And then they turn around and do it again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this president keeps giving them money
right.
to keep bombing.
Keeps giving them money and weapons, airplanes, bombs.
But you're telling me that I have to go and vote because of Rosa Parks sitting on a bus. Wait a minute. Stop. Now you're blurring the line again. You're making me believe that you're guilting me into voting for a person who is doing something that I totally disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
I totally disagree. And I totally disagree with the local politicians who are supporting this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Babos, I don't mean to get into politics and all these things all early in the show, but the reality is these things are happening right in front of us.
That's right. Real time.
And we are not right in front of your lying eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And you refuse. And I keep remembering this old white lady said one time, she asked the audience, she said, raise your hand if any of you would trade places right now mm-hmm. with a black person. And mm-hmm. nobody raised their hand.
That's right.
And she said, you know what? Because you know no. black people haven't done that.
That's right. You know
you
it.
You know it. You
That's
know
right.
it.
Yeah.
They know it. I don't want to be one of them.
It's their
black
history.
People.
It's their history. It's and, been but, so, shown. It's been documented. It's their history. It's been shown and documented that we have a hard time in their stuff. So they know that I wouldn't trade places with nobody black in our society. Are you kidding? No.
Come on. Even working in the fire department for 35 years, which is what I did, I would come into the station and I would be the only American African on all four shifts. Mm-hmm. In the whole fire department yeah. that I worked in.
Yeah.
And white people didn't see anything wrong with that. Oh, you can talk to us. Talk to you about what? Unless I'm destroying myself, like, mm-hmm. you know, drinking a six-pack of beer every morning, you know, or having some type of sex with each other's wives and all that foolishness that you were doing, because something's wrong with me. You know, or you think you better than us. No, I don't mm-hmm. think I'm better than you. I know I'm better than you. And the reason I know, because my people have been here through slavery, through Jim Crow, through redlining, through all the things that you white people have done to them, and we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I got to be something, or I would be gone.
Yeah.
I would have went the way of the American Indian. So don't tell me I think I'm better than you. I know I'm better than you.
I know.
And that's why you want to be me. That's why you got
yeah.
suntanning lotion.
Mm.
But then again,
they're trying to put a billion-dollar industry is the skin lightening cream.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. And that's us. And others around the world who Urugu has affected and made to believe that being white is what is privileged, to being white is what is prized, to being white. Yeah. The hair, the whole thing. So I'm going to take a break, my brother. It's that time. And just hold on.
You know I ain't going nowhere. I'm staying right here.
All right, my brother. Appreciate you. Love you, man. Take care.
I'm listening. Okay. Go on, my brother.
Brother, we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll open the phone lines, and you can we're talking about what's in the news. And if you got something, I have a few other more things to talk about. Join us. Let's have some discussion. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Here they really get down over there.
Johnny Kemp. Just got, that's it. That's it. That is it, family. Just got paid, Johnny Kemp. And of course, the OJs, Living for the Weekend. And that's a lot, that's what a lot of us always have done. Just live for the weekend. Yeah. You're listening. Oh, wait a minute. I got to play that, don't I? My bad. Here we go.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
All right, now. I tell you, family. I tell you, I'm glad that some of you are still with me as I continue to try my... Well, it ain't about me, because you know that. I'm trying to throw out information about us and some ways that we can elevate and raise our consciousness and be
begin to love ourselves and love one another and help us understand that the most important thing that we can do as people is to unify. Unify. Close ranks, pull our resources. That's why I do this program. It ain't about me. And I, once again, too, you know, I don't give you my opinion because my opinion is profane. I give you information based on the scholarly work of our scholars, our historians, and people who send me information. So I appreciate that. So a number of you in the queue, so it's kind of like not really open, but I want to find out from you what's in the news. So hit star twice and give me some information that you feel is relevant that's in the news. And what other brothers and sisters have sent me over the times. And I appreciate that. Yeah. So. Yeah. Brother Paul too, man, Brother Paul sends me all kind of good stuff. He sent me Saru Seti, man. You know, I just can't play Saru Seti, man. Saru Seti is Brother Saru Seti. Now that's profane, okay? If you ever heard Saru Seti, that's profane. Sister Habia, how you doing, sister? How are you today?
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm blessed, you know, join the program. You know, I'm just seeing a weave together so many many issues going on and mm-hmm. a lot of the imperialistic and fierce propaganda and indoctrination we're subjected to. But I thought it was positive, though. I was hearing in the news, I guess it was yesterday, that, you know, that the Kenya forces that were supposed to be being deployed, that the U.S. was paying millions of dollars to.
Right.
Yeah, I heard that that was halted and that the Kenya forces.
Great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Ashe.
Ashe. That's great. I'm glad that changed because everybody should have jumped in Kenya's ass about that, you know.
Yeah, jumped right in it because
the cracker gonna pay them
just
to go over to Haiti as mad
to police us.
As madness as
under
that
the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
under the U.S. guidance. And
you know, what needed to be done was they go over to Haiti and organize. And get the brothers and sisters to, man, put this madness down and the young folks to put the guns down and find a way to manage. Haiti has resources.
Yeah, Haiti has resources.
Yeah.
And I want to give some, I mean, I think it's really I don't know, I've been listening to it on different, you know, they had a lot of people with insight from Haiti. But the U.S. is propagandizing. Because it's just depicting that there's just these wild heathens in Haiti running around like a mob, killing each other. Mm-hmm. But there's also there's another side of it, because a lot of they are soldiers, they're revolutionaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying a lot of them aren't misguided, but like we said, they went and freed the prisoners that had been, you know, they had just been sitting up there in five years without any years mm-hmm. and longer without any court hearing. And so they were freeing a lot of those people, and recently, I mean, because you don't get that the so much reporting on it, that these groups that they're calling gangs, they were coming together, they were coming together to try to build build their Haitian their government, because the U.S. and Europe, they all are, you know, they've just been trying to practice apartheid, you know, and trying to have Haiti under their indoctrination. I mean, they had them like in an apartheid state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been U.S. have been doing that. I mean, they over there trying to be captivated in Haiti. They've been and between them having them paying ransoms all these years and just continue subjugating. So So Haiti, I mean, the Haitians are brilliant people, and they have the ability to govern themselves and come together. They don't need the white groups coming over here and telling them what to do. And it's so blatant what the U.S. is trying to do, saying, okay, they're going to try to find a black group to go over Kenya or someplace to perpetrate their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. wants to have control and have the money and the resources and subjugate, and they want their who they choose to be the president mm-hmm. to be the president of Haiti.
Yeah, and that's it. They should control them. They should determine for themselves.
Yeah.
The Haitian people
yes.
determine
the
for themselves
have hands
what they want
to do. Off Haiti.
Right. Yeah. Hands off Haiti. All right, my sister.
Yeah, I don't mind them sending money. But,
no, because they need the help. They need the help. So, all right, my sister, just hang on. Okay. Brother Irv. Brother Irv. Okay. A few things. Let me go to my phone here. And because I had some stuff that I seen that I want to bring to the attention. one of them was some brothers and sisters got together and bought some land. And here in Georgia, 40 families. And that's fantastic. And I hope that they can start doing some things with that and publicize that, how the successes of the people who are coming together to, you know, to manage the land whereby they can, you know, grow some stuff and sell that and all kind of good stuff. So I'm really anxious to see how that develops. 40 acres of land, yeah. No, more than that, more than 40 acres. Yeah. Another one is.
Bro.
Hey, yes, go ahead, Brother Irv.
I'm sorry, bro. I don't want to cut into you, bro, but the land, when I hear about American Africans buying the land,
mm-hmm.
I get excited. I really do get excited because that, even for me, even if it does not work out and we do it again, it shows that American Africans have a different mindset now. We're not just waiting for someone to give us a job and
right.
Give us some food and show us how. We have a mindset that we're going to do for ourselves.
Right.
And we're not just, and nothing beats a failure but a try.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that. And the sister that just came on talking about hands off of Haiti,
mm-hmm.
she's absolutely correct. Baba Oshi, look at the information you get about what's going on in Haiti. You get about what's going on in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going? You know what I mean?
Right.
You got so much information about the Ukraine, but I haven't seen anything about Haiti. But the brother barbecue. That's all I saw. And when he get on there, they make him look like he crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then you wanna. And then after years and years of persecution and doing things to destabilize the government in Haiti, then all of a sudden you want to send troops to help them. What have you been doing all these years? Was that help that you were doing when you came over there and tried to destabilize the government and kill their president?
Well, you know, there's a history. There's a history there of the United States robbing Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
They came over and took its gold and so forth and basically suppressed the Haiti at the turn of the last century. There's a serious and ugly history, you know, of manipulating, undermining Haiti. You know, when Haiti did what it did, and Brother Lust mentioned that using,
mm-hmm.
you know, Duty Bookman and his cantations and so forth, they won in 1804, the Haitian Revolution, Jean-Jacques Dessalines. I mean, you know, they won. And then, of course, the United States with France, Britain, and Spain vamped on Haiti. In fact, Spain took the eastern side of the island. So when you look at
the island today, you see that demarcation line going right down the middle of it. To the west is is Haiti. To the right is the Dominican Republic. And the Dominican Republic has been, you know, they have support. Haiti does not. Haiti had an earthquake. Didn't too much affect the other side of the island. And, of course, the Dominican Republic is a tourist destination. And nobody wants to go to the situation in Haiti. And Haiti has more coastline and so forth, the way that it, you know, that the country is developed. And so, but, you know, Haiti can be that again if the Haitian people come together, young and old, whatever politics, put them aside and get themselves out of this madness. You know? Yeah, they could do it.
I went to public school for 12 years. I went to community college for 2. I didn't never hear nothing about no Haitian people or... Are we still? Is the curriculum still the same in the school as the
world? Of course it is. Of course it is, because it's an indoctrination process. You know, that's why we strongly advocate for African-centered schooling and education by our own. No, because you're right. No, the schools. If you're going to a public or even quote a private school or parochial school, any other school here that's controlled and the curriculum is controlled by the Department of Public Instructions, whatever that they're done, whatever state that might be, you know, that's what you're going to get. Because the Department of Public Instructions does that throughout this country, every state. In order for your school to be certified, you know, you have to have this, this, and this. You know, and I say we don't need this, this, and that. We don't need none of that.
It's truly interesting how we have been, our whole history as an American African or anything to do with anything but Africa has been blackwashed. In other words, they've washed all the black out of it and made it, and I don't know what they made it, but the sad part is I didn't learn any of this. I didn't know, and I didn't know any history of Haiti, but when I got on a cruise ship, took my kids on a Disney cruise ship, not knowing that I'm supporting the Rugu anytime I spend that much money to go anywhere. I'm supporting the destabilization of Haiti. I'm because they went to an island in Haiti, said we're going to, one of our stops was Haiti. It was an island that Disney owned. And we went there and Haiti had a beach and everything. Mm-hmm. And then left, only went there for, you know, one day. But the point I'm making is, Iruku has things so connected. So Baba Oshi, it is really literally seems to be impossible to fight the system of racism, white supremacy. It seems impossible, but the reality is, Baba Oshi, we have to be here for the system to work. So why don't we put all our shit in a bag and go to Africa?
Yeah.
You know that's where I'm going.
Yeah.
But my point is, that sounds crazy. Of course it does. Of course it does. Because you were in love with Irugu. And let me tell you why, really quickly, and I'm going to stop after this, Baba Oshis. We're in love with Irugu because love is not an emotion. Love is a decision. You decide to love somebody. You may fall in love, but it's not that you fell in love, it's what did you trip over? That's what you need to look at. You tripped over them breasts. You tripped over that big booty.
Yeah.
You tripped over that car. You tripped over all those things and
all
put
those,
that person on that.
Yep.
And then you tripped.
All
and
those
you
possibilities.
Fell in love. But think about it, Bob Oshie. We've got people that call this show that have called for a long time. I love you, brother. I love you, brother. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we have a disagreement or maybe something didn't go right, they don't call no more because they decided to love you. That love wasn't an emotion. It was a decision. So you decide to love Irugu. You don't fall in love with these white folks. You don't fall in love with this system of white supremacy. You decide to go along to get along. So let's think about that for a second. When you start listening to our ancestors and reading our scholars and our historians, i.e., because I've been reading a lot of Dr. Henry Clark and Amos Wilson, and when you start reading it, you start understanding that the system, Baba Oshi, is what we're fighting.
Right.
And you can't fight a system, but you fight a system with a system. With a system. And that's why we keep preaching unity.
Mm-hmm.
Because unity creates a system, which creates an institution, and the institution is in you, and then you can, and then the
right.
institution is what we can fight this with. You know, and it's not necessarily a physical institution. We keep thinking, well, if we build a school, we're going to teach it. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. But there are many mm-hmm. parts to this. And we are there. We have the mind. We have the intelligence.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But Baba Oshi, the system we're fighting is a system that separates us, that keeps the tall from the short, keeps the light from the dark, keeps the conscious from the unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses every, Google uses everything he can to keep us separated. That's why we all eat different foods and we all drive different cars. And damn, a car is a car.
Well, you know what they do here in this society, they glorify the individual. You know, once again, America perpetuates and promotes individualism. Individualism, materialism, greed, and violence. That's what the society, and unfortunately, we fall prey to that. You know, that so it's all about me. I got to get mine. It's all about me and mine. To hell with you and yours. You know, and if you don't get yours, it's your fault. You know, because it's there to get, you know. And that's the unfortunate thing about it, that we buy into this bullshit, you know, and it's detrimental to us as a people.
Baba Oshi, when you're in my car, we listen to the music I want to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So when you live in my house,
right.
you wear what I tell you to wear. You talk the way I tell you to talk. We ain't wearing no damn dashiki.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? It's a 70s party?
Mm-hmm.
You need to put on one of them GQ suits. And let me tell you how GQ you look. Brother, that's not my culture. Well, you here now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do, when you're in Rome,
right.
you do as the Romans do.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, my
so
God.
That's right. So we got to go. We got to kowtow. So, yeah. All right, my brother. Let me catch some other callers.
I'm listening. Man.
All
I'm
right,
listening, there,
brother.
Brother.
Thank
that.
You. Here's a piece that was sent to me, what's in the news. Brother Paul, in St. Lucia, some Caucasians bought a hotel and put a sign. They bought a hotel and put a sign saying, this is a private beach, no trespassing. So the people stormed the beach protesting. The white folks had to run back where they came from. And this... This is not the U.S. This is the Caribbean, and we don't play that shit. Wish Antiguans would take note. But basically what in the video, you see brothers and sisters holding up the signs and singing and dancing. No, this is, you ain't coming to, you know, St. Lucia, and you shouldn't come to any Caribbean island that we run, that we control, and then take that part of the island and then seclude it for yourself. No. Uh-uh. So, yeah, I love that. Also, too, there's a piece here that I want to read. And this is calling on our ancestors. A call out to our African ancestors. And this should be shared on your Afrocentric platform so that it reaches all Africans in the diaspora and on the continent. It's a prayer on this. This was yesterday on the 4th of April, 2024, the prayer. Most perfect, fluid, beautiful, dark ones, my ancient ones, my ancestors, those that came before me, those that I share a direct bloodline with, my guardian angels, my spiritual team, we call upon you because we need your help. We need your guidance. We need your protection. We need your intervention. We need your support. We're about to embark upon a journey to our liberation.
with the spirit of all our ancestors, we rise to liberate, to set free, to cast off the shackles of the wicked ones, to free our continent from captivity of the tyranny and make it a sanctuary once again for our progeny. And right now, the only language that resonates fully is revolution. There will be no liberation without confrontation. Oh, creatures of Africa, we are ready. We have heard your voice through the consuming fire. We have felt your anger through thunderous vibrations. We already sense your presence. We already feel your dissatisfactions for 400 plus some years. The rampage, the modifications, the hardships, the enslavement, the killings, the pillage, the stealing, the exoneration. All of this happened on our soil. The beloved soil you left for us. Our brothers displaced, our sisters ravaged, parents torn from children. Too many disrespectful moments, too much humiliation, too much domination. We have been distracted from who we are. We have been disconnected from our essence. We have strayed from our spirituality. They ensued, we lost our path. Oh, creatures of Africa, we declare revolution now. All out revolt. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We cannot win this war without you. We need your intervention, solidarity for Africa. Destroy the forces that have destroyed us. Destroy the enemies that have shattered the peace in our lands. Dismantle the walls and pillars of our oppressors and amplify our wisdom, strength, and courage and resilience. For this we ask in good faith. I call upon to guide, protect, and lead our leaders that have true Pan-African spirit in them with the love of our continent and its people. I know that you are here and you see what is going on in our lands and with our people over the last 400 plus years. The hardships, the modifications, the enslavements, the killings, the stealing, the rampage, the pillage of our people and our lands, drawing us further away from who we really are and losing our path. Please forgive us. We need you now. We ask that you come to our aid. We cannot fight this battle alone. We need you, our ancestors, to come now and fight our battle. We are because of you. And because of you, we are. Please come now and fight with us. Come now and fight with us. Destroy the enemies that have been destroying our people and our lands. They continue to do so, and they want to completely destroy us. So please hear my supplication to you and to come with us. Please forgive us and help us to help you. We call upon you. Hear these prayers. Ashe. Yeah. We ask you to come. That's the same kind of prayer.
Ashe.
Yeah. Ashe. That Ashe. That Bookman.
That Bookman.
Yeah. That he prayed. Because he told him. He told the people, he said, listen, throw away the white man's God and you will be free. Throw away the white man's God and you will. You know, on this program, I've constantly emphasized that word, will. Do we have the will to do whatever is necessary to be done to free our mind? Do we have the will? And he said, throw away the white man's God and you will be free. He didn't say you could be free. He didn't say you might be free. He didn't say it was possible that you could be free. No, he said you will be free. Because once you have done that, you have rid your mind of an evil entity that infects you, that undermines you, that manipulates you, that causes you to have some feelings. You will be free. That's why for me, in this quest for what we're trying to do, We reject anything that Caucasians bring. I'm just keeping it real.
There you go.
There ain't a damn thing that they can present to us. Nothing. We reject it. All of it. And so, if we don't, we'll continue to go around in circles. We'll continue to be undermined and manipulated. And so, it's another one thing that's in the news. Yeah. Brother Paul always sends good stuff, family. Appreciate Brother Paul. Yeah. Brother, I should want to play that. Sister Arcana. You know, I love Sister Arcana. Chichimpari. Kwa. Good sister. Yeah. In fact, we got to one day just have a day where we go over her information again and all the stuff that she presents. Yeah. Just some snippets. Because that sister's, she's been on point and we all know it. But yet we don't. I know we listen, and that's the thing, and yet we can listen. You can listen all you want, but does that listening cause a feeling within you to do something about it? Does it cause a change, you know? Because that's what it's supposed to be about. Even this program, the information that you receive, and hopefully will want make you want to know more. Will hopefully make you want to look at other additional information, you know? So, yeah.
Baba Oji.
Yes, sir.
I noticed you said, you did not say to reject God. You said to reject the white man's God.
Yes, of course.
And that's significant. That's very significant, yeah. Because what you're saying is we have allowed Arugu to teach us how to love our God. We've allowed Arugu to put us in a situation to show us how we're supposed to pray, how we're supposed to kneel down, how we're supposed to go to seminary, how we're supposed to learn to kiss the feet of these statues of mm-hmm. these white Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't say reject God. You said reject the white man's God.
The white man's God. They've imposed upon us in this image. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. This is what I want us to mm-hmm. reject. And anything else mm-hmm. that white folks bring to us. You know?
No. Anything you're else. Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
I listened to a fool last night, and I very seldom, and I told you, I'll never talk about another black man or have an argument with another black man on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking private and having our disagreement, but I listened to a cat, two people, a guy named Jesse Peterson.
Oh, God. Oh my God.
Baba,
hey, hey, I was on his show years ago.
So you were.
Yes, I was.
No.
Yes, I was.
No.
And he was saying some really stupid shit. I mean, why I changed my name, you know, and so forth and so on. But yeah, really, and it started with my good friend in Milwaukee, Brother Claiborne Benson, who is the curator of the the Wisconsin Black Historical Society. And we were talking about Kwanzaa because Brother Claiborne has kept Kwanzaa alive in the Milwaukee community for decades. And we, there was some debate about Kwanzaa because of Milana Karinga and so forth. So
And Claiborne called me up and said, would I go on the program with him? And I said, sure, I'll do that with you, brother. And it was Jesse Lee Peterson, man. I was so mad. Because I've heard him before. You know, he is, you know, there. His mind is so messed up, it's ridiculous, it's sad. It's pathetic. You know, his
Baba
mind.
Baba Oshie, this brother said that God gave him a white heart. He said, my skin is black on the outside, but I'm white on the inside. He said this without laughing. He was talking to Monique. He gets people on the show now. He was talking to Monique, and he was just so serious about black is evil. This guy was just interestingly amazing. And he doesn't see anything. He was so funny, Baba Oshie, that I was attracted to the foolishness. And I had to catch myself and go,
it can be entertaining, you know.
And that's what it was. It can be entertaining.
It's definitely not educational. It's informational. For a laugh.
No. But is this what happens when you go all the way in on white supremacy?
Yeah.
When you go all the way in and give up on yourself to integrate and lose your identity completely?
Completely.
He is what happens when you completely lose your identity.
I agree.
And his offensiveness, he was offensive, but somebody said something about Trump. And he did everything but go fix him an egg sandwich and praise his name. And then he said Obama, and he just turned into something that, I mean, everything that was evil was Obama. Everything that was pure and good was white and Trump. And I said, are you serious? And he truly believed this. And it was scary to me, Baba Oshie. And the one lady said he used to be a Democrat. He used to be, like Trump used to be a Democrat.
Trump used to, that's true. Trump used to be a Democrat. Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Supported.
And then he realized that he couldn't take that party over the way he is. He's completely destroyed the Republican Party, which it was already destroyed as far as I was concerned, but he took it to another level.
Right.
And they allowed it to happen. They have allowed this guy, and now he says he's the savior. He says he's the savior. And that is he's doing the same playbook that's been done before. This ain't nothing new.
Jesse Lee Peterson said that he is a savior or Trump?
So Trump said he was a savior. Jesse Lee Peterson said he worships Trump.
Okay.
He said the best thing that ever happened to black people was Trump.
Yeah.
He said we had it better in slavery.
Right.
And I listened to the girl, Candace Owens, she said that colonization was good.
Yeah.
She said Africans, you think Africans were running things? They were running around there. They didn't know what they were doing. And when white people came, we colonized them and made them have a better life.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I know, man.
And they gave her a platform to say that.
Yeah.
They gave her a microphone.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You'll get a microphone for that. Okay? The Caucasian will give you a platform, will give you the props, will give you the airways, will give you whatever you need to propagate that one of our own, because number one, what she says takes the heat off of their ass for what they have done to us. Okay? And so therefore, they'll promote those kind of individuals. You have a Pastor Manning out of New York. Pastor Manning hasn't been in any kind of light in the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 years. But about at that time, he was in he was constantly demeaning and dogging out Barack Obama, calling him all kinds of names and so forth, and praising Caucasians and so forth. Yeah, Pastor, I think it's David Manning. So you can look that up, Pastor Manning. He's out of New York. He's another fool, you know.
My thing is, why do they spread all this foolishness around? Why don't they all get together and walk in lockstep? If you're going to be on a fool's train, why don't they all get on the same train instead of trying to Come on now.
And I hope that damn train derails and blows up. Because that train, definitely, yeah. That train, brother, ain't on the right track, okay? Shit. So that train should derail and implode with these Negroes.
It is just, I every day I look at YouTube and I keep up with what's going on in Burkina Faso, and they are getting rid of agents. France has got agents there trying to destabilize them, and because more and more African countries, because Senegal just got a new prime minister, a young brother.
Okay.
And he has two wives.
Uh-huh.
He has two wives, and they're asking who's going to be the first lady. Now, to the United States, that sounds, well, he can't have two wives, but this is what the United States does. They go to other countries, and they impose their culture on their culture. And for you to impose what we do here in this country, who are you to be a beacon of morality when your morality here is eroded? When you have men competing against girls in locker rooms with their penises out, and women, you're promoting the fact to have an abortion anytime you want. If you sex in at night on Friday, take a pill, you can have abortion on Saturday in the comfort of your own living room.
Yeah.
But my point is, and then you try to blur the line and tell me you can't tell women what to do with their body. I never said you could tell you what to do with your body. I just said what I said. But you do what you want. I know you answer to your God.
Yeah.
You know, but my point is, and I can disagree without being disagreeable. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but you can't be a beacon of morality and tell people you have to accept this homosexual lifestyle or you can't have more than one wife. This is African culture that was here before the United States.
Exactly.
Okay? You're not their elder. They're your elder,
mm-hmm.
okay? Mm-hmm. And so stop with the trying to run around the world and police, because you see what's happening in Israel. Now what's happening, you don't need Israel anymore. You got a drone, you got satellites. I don't need Israel to sit in the middle of the Islam, the Arabs, and tell me what's going on. I can see from here. They found bin Laden with a satellite.
Yeah.
Okay? So we don't need you anymore, Israel. And I don't think you understand that. I don't think you understand that all that American money you have
mm-hmm.
is nothing but a promissory note. And when they don't fulfill their promise, that money you have means nothing. See, you got to understand that. We don't get bombs and nuclear bombs from you. You get them from us. And the United States, and I say us because the United States gets their uranium from Africa.
Yeah. And so does Israel. And so does Israel, because Israel's wealth comes out of Africa. That's what bothers me so bad. The wealth of Israel comes, aside from the money it gets from the United States, which is in the billions. In fact, the money that is given to Israel in terms of foreign aid, all the other money combined doesn't equal the money given to Israel. That the United States, who professes to be very philanthropic and all this old bush. No, that money goes to Israel.
I didn't know that.
I did not know. Yes.
I did not know. But your government is run, when the United States government is run by Zionists,
mm-hmm.
let's be clear, most of the cabinet that Biden has are Jews.
Right.
And yes. I don't have a problem with a Jew looking out for a Jew.
Yes.
You look out for your brethren.
I don't know if you have Brother Ayu Kamathi, Brother Ayo Kamathi's book, The Jews Are the Problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, because
here,
yeah, because here in Biden's cabinet, you got Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State,
mm-hmm.
David Cohen,
mm-hmm.
Deputy Secretary of the CIA, mm-hmm. Alvin Avril Haines, Director of the National Intelligence, Janet Yellen, Secretary of Treasury,
yeah.
Ronald Klein, White House Chief of Staff, Wendy Sherman, you know, Deputy Minister of the United States Department of State, Garland Merritt, or Merrick Garland, excuse me, Attorney General Merrick Garland, Eric Lander, you know, Director of the Office of Science and Technology,
Ann Neuberger, the director, I can't read that one, Rachel Levine, Assistant Secretary of Health. And I didn't know. I thought this dude was a Latino, Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, who they've been trying to get rid of, all European Jews, and much more. But listen, I got another call. I'm going to try to get Mama Nabantu in here. Just hold on, brother. Mama Nabantu.
Get the sister. I love that sister.
Yeah.
Greetings, brothers. I don't know if there's a sister on this. In the audience, but I just wanted to.
Yes, right. See, Sister Abia chimed in. She says, yes, I'm here.
the new president of Senegal is also the nephew of Jomai Fay, who is the he's the Secretary General of the Pan African Federalist Movement.
All right, on. That's beautiful.
So he's definitely a Pan Africanist. And he is talking about making changes, taking that system down and replacing it with a Pan-African system.
Mm-hmm.
So the United States are just, they don't know what to do.
Right,
because he was elected legitimately. There was no terror, no nothing that happened. And the people that was opposing him stepped down and gave it up to him and said, we're going to do this peacefully. So the United States ain't got nobody they can pay. Except they might have a few.
Well, you know, they always got some kind of minion. But the bottom line is that he's a young man. What is he, like 40-something years old?
He's only 30, I think he's 39.
39, okay, 39, 40. Yes, a young man. I saw a picture of him, and of course the evil forces have challenged him. I think he was in prison at one time.
Oh, they're going to do that.
Yeah.
They're going to do everything they can. Mm-hmm. One other point is that, did you guys talk about the 60 people that were fired at the University of Texas?
No. Uh-uh.
Because DIE?
No.
You know what I mean by that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 60 were just fired. And so I was listening to SRXM and some of the former students there were saying how horrible it is that they are trying to get rid of every single, first it was the Farmers Affirmative Action, now it's DIE. And they're trying to make sure that nobody is hired because of diversity, inclusion, or equity. That's going down the toilet, which means that the question is, what we going to do about it? What's going to happen when our children will not be able to learn the truth about who they are?
Yeah.
And the white folks, children, they ain't going to care.
Right.
They're not going to know either. So what are we running into? And I just got an article by a brother out of Minnesota to talk about the two issues around reparations in terms of, if you get the money, then everybody's going to go back into that system. That's why they're beginning to say, we'll give you reparations because we know you're going to take that money and continue to build the United States.
Right. You're going to pump that money back in the United States. It's going to be like a stimulus package. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's like, even with the injuries, if they're doing it, we need to decide ourselves what we was to be owed. We need to decide ourselves what injuries need to be taken care of. We need to have control. But they have control because now they're starting to put money, and they're doing it right here in Metro Atlanta, with Fulton County, Atlanta, even the city of Decatur. We were given $25,000 to study the injuries that took place here in the city of Decatur. And it's happening across the country. But we know where it's all going to end up. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't talking about liberation. We're not talking about sovereignty.
Yeah,
that's not what they're talking about.
Right.
They're giving what they want, and then we'll take over anyway. We'll still control their agency.
Yeah, I tell you.
So anyway, that's my input. I'm sorry I came in late, but
no, you can always. Mama Nabantu, you always on time. Sister B, you always on time. Brother Irv, my man. My brother, always on time, appreciate it. And all those other ones were called earlier, and Brother Lust and so forth. This is the end of the program. This is the end of the program.
We appreciate this platform, though. Yeah. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
In fact, I understand from my perspective, we need this platform. Not me. Not it ain't about Oceania Delabu, you know, and Brother Oshi, Baba Oshi. No, it's that a platform is needed to discuss these issues. And if I'm the one doing it, damn it, I got to do it. And I take pride in that fact. I take responsibility in that fact. You know, that's why I try to be consistent, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate what you said too, Mama Nabantu. And so what we're going to do, we're not going to just accept these atrocities they're trying to inflict with no education for our children. And I like what Dr. Umar Johnson was saying. We're going to fight them. We're going to fight them spiritually, politically, financially, physically, by any means necessary.
I say.
And we build. We'd be fighting them. We're not accepting these atrocities. Politically, we're going to fight them. And then we're building. We continue to build our own nations, and we're doing a lot of freedom work. We're going to be educating our children through our schools.
That's right. We need to build our own institutions.
Yeah, and yeah, we educate them. Yeah, in our school and out of our schools too.
Well,
both of them.
Financially, they need to just for a year. I don't think any of our children should go to any of their schools.
That's right.
And see what economy they have.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so we rebuilding, but those that are there, we building for them too.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, family.
And I know I'm gonna be fighting. You're gonna be telling me you're not teaching my child about our Africanism. And this is our school. We done paid. I mean, so far we done paid our taxes or whatever. We'll be fighting them. That's what we did. When we was at San Francisco State, we was fighting the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was right there.
I hear you. All right, family. I gotta go. I gotta go. I hate to do this, but I gotta go. I love y'all, and y'all know it. All right, sister Baibia, Mama Nabantu, Brother Irv, and all those others. Thank you so much.
Hey, Brother Irv.
We end this show. Go ahead, Oshi. Do it.
All right. We end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful weekend, a great day. Shem Hotep, that means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Bibi Vihardie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, once again, this word, we will be victorious. You'll have a blessed and wonderful day, family. All right, family. Peace.
Ashe.
Great show. Okay.
All right.
Beautiful show.
Okay.
Beautiful show.